they practical health and support, it will enable them to live more independently and safe and well.
So I'm just wondering, how many vulnerable people have you identified in the city so far?
Well, we know that there's that GP practices are GPs know which, for example, elderly people are vulnerable. They know that because of their health record and so on.
But I'm just wondering, how many vulnerable people have you identified in the city? I mean, you've got these 20 or 26 support workers. How many people are they going to have to be supporting?
Each practice will have a number of people and that they will identify as vulnerable, who may be needing more care and support.
So it might be people. Do you not have a figure already?
There are figures. Each GP practice will have its own number. Across the city, so I can't give you the exact number across the city, but each practice will have a number of people that they have identified who will need that care and support.
How can you divvy up the support workers effectively if you don't know yourself?
Well, we do know how many people across the city. I think it's around 15,000. I've been reluctant to say it because that's the figure I remember.